BP added more than $70 billion to the U.S. economy in 2022 by making investments from coast to coast. Investments like building charging hubs for fleets of electric buses in California and starting up new infrastructure in the Gulf of Mexico. It's and, not or. See what doing both means for energy nationwide at bp.com/investinginamerica.
Against the machine.
Z92.
Metallica.
Station is Z92.
Hey, Z92 Nation and Todd and Tyler Freaks.
After our show today, if you want 100% classic rock like this,
punch up our brother in rock.
Classic Rock 105.9.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Am I wrong here, though? Matthew's checking back in about that weight of the Earth situation, but we said that all mass is already here, and the only way to add mass would be meteors, he writes. That's actually not true, because semen weighs nothing, and human beings weigh 200 pounds.
What are you talking about? Things that have been built here.
I do that, but he said it's a closed system, so that didn't... He thinks it didn't gain anything at all.
Well, I mean, people are dying.
See, that's
as
what I think
more
too.
Are being born, but more are being born than are dying. Obviously,
there's more people on Earth now than ever was.
Yeah, the population keeps climbing.
Yes,
yeah.
It does.
Yeah, right. But anything to like put up a skyscraper or whatever is already here.
Right. I get that. Yeah. But we are gaining something. The question, in case you're just tuning in, or was what
the Earth.
I forgot the question.
I gotta go.
What's the weight of it now?
Yeah.
Compared to when it...
Yeah.
Now it's
a bunch of obese people,
as
too.
Compared to what? When it first formed?
Yeah, he doesn't say that.
Now I'm unclear. Because...
Over the years, how heavy the Earth's been getting with more and more people being born, more and more animals being farmed to feed everyone. It doesn't really say the Earth is twice as heavy as when... Or four times as heavy, or 16 times as heavy,
and
or 128 times as heavy.
Doesn't give us an option of the Earth may stay the same. It may be the same weight. It may have even lost weight because of gases escaping.
But he didn't give us the option.
No,
he didn't give us the option.
And
so.
Back
the
in the
Earth
day,
took Ozempic.
There were fewer dinosaurs than there are people, but the dinosaurs weighed a whole lot more than a person.
Yeah, but there weren't a lot. But
right.
But there's still
and
more
I'm
people.
I'm going to be really pissed if the answer isn't one of his choices.
Well, when God
if
put
it's a
Earth,
trick question.
Just put his fingers there, just put Earth in there. You know, God did that. Just put his fingers in there, right?
But how do they weigh the Earth?
I'm not arguing with this guy's question.
I'm just wondering how they would even calculate that.
I'm sure there is methodology to weigh the Earth, to weigh all the gases. They have a way of going about that.
Yeah, we just don't know. That's heavy math.
No, that's way above our pay grade.
Well, I don't understand how my bathroom scale works.
Exactly.
Let alone putting the whole Earth on a scale.
And then
know is it's wrong.
Yeah,
right?
And when you use it, you know that it's not right.
Actually, I did weigh myself on day 3 of COVID. I'm like, hey, not doing so bad.
That's the best time to weigh yourself.
Of an appetite. Yeah, I think that's the only time I'm going to weigh myself.
About 3 days into some sort of sickness where you're puking, not necessarily puking, but you're just not eating that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a 3-day kind of a fast. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only time to weigh yourself.
Maybe
but it's also going to be disappointing. Man, oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
what did I weigh 3 days ago?
Like, this is best case scenario. Yeah. Halfway through AIDS.
So at 9...
9:45, he's going to auto-send the answer. It's already in his system.
All right. And Todd will get that, and he'll forget about it. And we'll say goodbye and see
there's
you tomorrow.
There's a chance.
We'll don't even remember what it is.
I know.
That the Earth may have lost weight. There's a chance it may weigh the same. But again, that wasn't one of the choices.
So it's not
it's been doing keto.
Then. Yeah.
So you can't do that kind of trickery if one of the choices is not the correct answer.
Maybe the answer was E, like you said, just smoke dope and just talk about it forever.
Okay, that was an option.
We've got half of that done.
Yeah.
Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So we talked about dogs this morning. How much cash would you have to search through your dog's crap to keep?
Well, one couple in Pittsburgh knows the answer.
How much did they leave laying around?
It was $4,000 in cash.
Okay, then you.
It was in a sealed envelope.
And after he ate it all, yeah. How much could they salvage?
Okay, so here
you can tape stuff together. It's legal tender.
Sure. They apparently documented this on Instagram. This couple in Pittsburgh. The dog's name is Cecil. Cecil is a golden doodle, a 7-year-old golden doodle, pretty large dog.
Yeah, they're big. They're bigger dogs, right?
They had a sealed envelope full of $50 and $100 bills that had been sitting on the kitchen counter for only a half an hour when the husband discovered that the dog ate the envelope.
Where'd the cash come from? Did she have a good night?
A bank.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
a bank.
Usually. It's all ones.
Mm-hmm.
It spelled like poon. That's why that dog was all over that. You know.
So they
stripper one.
Bark at the poon.
They called the vet, and the vet says it's a 100-pound dog. This is a very large dog.
Right.
And the vet says he'll probably just pass it with no problems. Don't worry about the dog. But then they got to figure out how to salvage as much of this money as they can.
They're going to follow the dog around, right?
Yeah. So they,
just like when the dog eats your weed.
Right.
You're going to follow them around.
Yeah, smoke its turds.
We talked about this part before. If you have bills that are ripped or torn or something, as long as the serial number is there, you can take them back to the bank.
That's true.
Yeah. And they'll
and they give you new, yeah,
they'll
right.
exchange. It says at least 50% of the note is identifiable and has the full serial number there. They will change you out. So they got $1,500 back just from the torn bills that were left on the floor.
Okay, that he didn't eat.
Yeah. So we're down to $2,500 that's inside the dog. So it says he coughed up $250 that night.
Ka-ching.
So yeah. So we're back up to $1,750.
Yeah.
And the next day, the guy is following the dog around the yard, collecting the poop.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
2 days.
Todd, you had to be out there in the morning and just actually follow the dogs with the five dogs out there.
In that instance, I would help clean up.
First of all, you might not know what dog ate it either, Todd, if you're out of the room.
Oh, no, but
you
would
get five dogs poop, man.
It would be in one of the piles.
Yeah. So this was a two-day process of following the dog around the yard whenever he went outside, collecting the poop, sifting through the poop, getting the money back. They ended up getting $1,800 out of the dog
out
poop.
Of 4,000.
So they only lost. They lost about $450.
Okay, so 1,800 and 1,500.
Yeah. There was $1,750 because they got $15 from the bank. He coughed up $250 and they salvaged $1,800 from the dog's poop.
Oh, so they only lost $450.
But yeah, they're only down $450 out when it was all said and done.
So where did that go?
Well, I digested, I guess,
yeah.
or maybe there could have been some of the bills that were ripped to a point where they couldn't exchange them.
Yeah, he shredded them so badly that they couldn't be salvaged.
That dog's an ass.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. They said the dog has never done anything like this. His 7-year-old dog has never done, you know, stupid eating stuff off the counter it shouldn't type of stuff.
They're lucky it was a big dog. Now a small dog wouldn't get all those bills down for that matter.
No. No, a small dog wouldn't. It had to be 100.
Choke that stuff down.
Yeah, it had to be 100-pound dog for it to eat $4,000 in
what
cash.
A tedious task sifting through all that crap.
Yeah. Literally.
Gross.
And dog poop gives you that, you know, that kind of feeling. Yep. You smell it, man.
Yeah, there's a photo in here of the lady at a wash tub in the laundry room with gloves and a pile of soaked bills sitting there and a look on her face like, what the F am I doing?
It'd be like panning for gold.
It is, yeah.
I know you're not into that episode yet, but there's an episode of that show Bookie Puss that some guy pays them and a bunch of bills he wiped his ass.
Oh, no, I saw that.
Yeah. Oh, that, okay, I saw that. Was that one of the first episodes?
That was the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the very first episode.
Washing them off and hanging them out on the line. Yeah.
Dogs are gross. We had one of our dogs like ruin the end of dinner the other night. My wife got up from the table and like just looked in like into the living room and she was like, it was absolutely, you know, they'll scoot their asses across the floor.
Right.
Yeah. Well, sometimes there's a little turd lodged in there that didn't get out completely. There's just a streak like all the way across the living room. Like, that's so disgusting.
Anthony says, my wife left her $7,000 ring on the counter, and our nine-month-old lab decided to eat it.
Oh.
Was found 3 days later.
Well, that's a ring, though.
Yeah.
So that's going to come
single
out.
Item
you hose that
barrel. We did have we had a dog that grabbed two 20s off the counter maybe 5 years ago, and I about lost it, like, $40?
Yeah. Did you wait for the dog to poop for the $40?
No, she didn't eat them. She just kind of tore them up. So we were lucky enough to be able to take those bills to the bank and exchange them. But I was losing. I can't imagine if you had 4,000. I lost my ass over $40. I need that $40.
Can you take the dog to the bank and just have him take a dump in that tube?
Short it out.
Yeah.
You guys figure it out.
Mix checking in saying that the weight hasn't changed because we're eating food and we're gaining. I don't know. I'm not going to read that. But I don't think he's an expert either. I don't know. The guy that sent us the question, is he an expert?
No, he's a guy who emailed us.
Right.
But he has an answer.
He's just posing a
and the answer
question.
Is not, it hasn't gained any weight at all, is it?
That was not listed as an option.
Right. Yeah, but we're also going to we're also making a giant assumption that whatever answer he sends us is correct.
Is he Neil deGrasse Tyson?
We don't know this guy's
qualifications. I accept
Neil deGrasse
Tyson, you know. Yeah.
He said matter can neither be created or destroyed.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I...
That's weed. Spark it up.
Yeah. Well, then where do people come from? Is there people matter?
Yeah, but where does the destroyed matter go?
I think it's like a B-side of a Metallica album.
Save for the stage, man.
See, the only thing that makes me think that it's gotten heavier is people. I understand all the rest of it, you know.
So do I.
But, you know, trees become lumber. We use the lumber that was already here.
Right.
But people, the population of the earth continues to climb.
Even with a billion people, I think that's such an insignificant amount compared to the weight of the actual earth.
Yes. Yeah, I think
that's
you're right.
That's why if one of those answers is right, it's even twice sounds too much, doesn't it?
And that was the smallest choice.
Yeah.
I don't know, man, maybe we get meteors that make it through the atmosphere and fall to the earth and we gain a few pounds that way.
Yeah, but most of those burn up in the atmosphere. Don't
right.
I mean, it's very rare that a meteor of any size makes it to the surface of the earth.
When does it sawdust weigh less than a tree?
Ooh, Nick, that's a weed talk there, too, by the way.
See, I don't think so.
I don't know if it does.
If you put the whole...
all chopped up, it's got to weigh the same.
Yeah, if you put the whole tree in the wood chipper... It should weigh the same. It's just going to take up more space because
because we all fell for this one. Somewhere in your life, you probably fell for this line. Even I did. Is muscle weighs more than fat. And we all go, muscle weighs more. It was an excuse to saying you're not fat. You just got muscle. And then somebody years ago says an email, muscle. If your muscle weighs 2 pounds, fat weighs 2 pounds. I said, oh, yeah, you're right.
Well, yeah, I remember, like elementary school, somebody, well, what weighs more, a pound of feathers or a pound of bricks?
Right.
Well, you go, the bricks. No, it's a pound is a pound, dumbass. Right.
Well, the muscles are more densely packed.
Yeah.
So it takes less muscle, or surface area of a muscle to weigh 10 pounds than it does fat.
Yeah.
That's got to be.
But a pound is a pound.
Yes.
A pound's a pound. Right. Exactly. Right.
Pound of lard.
Yeah. All right.
Throwing out my high school nicknames, Nick?
Did you see pound of lard fell off the scaffolding?
It was generally tuba, not pounda.
Yeah, but you grew up and got a good nickname.
Tubbs arms are
Got better. My nicknames got better after high school. Sure.
Kathleen Madigan later this hour. Regan's got some. He's got some electronics.
What weighs more, a teener of coke or a teener of meth? That's what we were taught in math.
Teener's a teener.
That's how we got tested.
Come on back.
listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.